cliffcentral.com.
But I'd like to welcome somebody who's doing really interesting things. The business is called Airlift Express, and I want to bring Anthony Wilson in to discuss this with us. And we're going to find out what his business is all about. You know, we're always keen and curious to find out what kinds of businesses people are into, what they're doing, particularly after lockdown. There are lots of really, really smart things going on. And people are thinking differently about how they do business. So, Anthony, very nice to see you, first of all, and thank you for making time for us this morning. What is Airlift Express?
Thanks, Gareth. Airlift Express is kind of it's a new grocery online service in South Africa. It was started in Pakistan about 18 months ago by Usman Gul and Maher Farooq and Ahmed Ayub. They originally had the idea of making an air-conditioned bus service in Pakistan. They saw a niche for that in the market. They went out, they got some funding. They launched the bus service at the end of 2019. And in 2020, the COVID entered and nobody needed to go to work anymore. And the bus service had to shut down. And Gul had worked for DoorDash before in the US and wanted to get into quick commerce. And essentially, they had onboarded a bit of money from investors. And had an engineering team, and they went into quick commerce and into grocery delivery. And so we're an asset-heavy grocery delivery service. So we're not an aggregator like a lot of other people in the market. Aggregators, you know, are quite easy to, a few hackers in their garage can build an aggregator. We own all our stock. It expanded massively in Pakistan and very quickly. And South Africa is their first foray into the global markets. We started in South Africa in October last year.
So explain it to me from the consumer point of view. I can online order groceries and you will deliver them. And
yes. So
and there's this is not, I mean, you know, there are certain services that we may have heard of before, like you just mentioned the American DoorDash. A lot of people during COVID didn't want to go to the shops, and a lot of people still don't want to go to the shops now that COVID's finished. So this sounds like a great way for people to now order the things. And I mean, let's face it, grocery shopping is a schlep. Nobody loves that, right? So is there a catch here? It sounds really cool. Is there an app? How do I do this?
So we online only. So we have an app. That is on the Play Store and on the Apple Store.
Okay.
We have dark stores all around South Africa, so you can't actually go into any of our retail stores. They are spaces around Johannesburg, around Pretoria, and around Cape Town currently, with a certain radius around it. And essentially, when you load the app, you load your address, it kind of links you to that dark store where we hold all our stock. We have multiple pickers and packers and systems in that dark store. And when your order comes through, there's a picker and packer who runs around, collects your groceries, packs it for you, puts it in a brown bag, and then they hand it over to driver ops who then delivers it to you. And currently, you know, we are looking at under 30-minute delivery in South Africa, and have been quite successful at that. We're looking at about 90% of our deliveries done in under 30 minutes.
That's amazing. In
the warehouses, it takes us about 5 to 6 minutes to pack an order. And this is obviously very different to some of our competitors who are picking from their retail stores.
Correct. Yeah, I've used some of those before, and what irritates me there is they either don't have the item in stock, or they take like 2 hours, or you try to book a delivery and you can only get it in like a week's time. So you're talking about 15 minutes, half an hour. I mean, listen, I'll take an hour, and you say you'll be well within that time. This is very cool. Is it? You mentioned Cape Town, Johannesburg, Durban. Where else are you guys? Is that the main stop?
So not in Durban yet. We Johannesburg, Pretoria, and Cape Town. Durban is in the pipeline.
Awesome.
We went through a massive growth in kind of December. When I joined in November, we had about 8 warehouses open. We've now expanded that to 26, and we did that in 2 months.
Right.
And so we're in a bit of consolidation now, and then we'll be putting on the growth levers again in a few months. So it's been wonderful working with, you know, the Pakistani team. There has been a wonderful synergy between us and them with regards to kind of how we see life and the work ethic, and it's been amazing, so many
good ideas coming out of that part of the world at the moment. So we've got some idea here of what differentiates you from the other apps and the other shopping kind of delivery stuff that is out there. And I mean, it sounds to me like it's fast. I also have an endorsement from my producer, Dory, who's tried you guys. And, you know, we don't like to talk about anything on the show unless someone here has tried it. And Dory produces the show. She said she signed up, tried it. She said that the products, and these are Dory's words, were crazy cheap compared to any other shopping app. And the delivery was at her house in less than half an hour. And you guys deliver until 10 p.m. at night. Bloody hell, that's incredible.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So we are till 10 p.m. One of the big things behind Airlift and a goal of the founders is to bring customers closer to the producers or to the manufacturers. So in Pakistan already, they are going from farmer to our warehouse to consumer.
Awesome.
You know, currently the supply chain is quite long in South Africa. You go to farmer, market, agent, DC, you know, reseller. And you know, skipping out all those middlemen with a kind of digitally enabled system really allows you to bring that value to the customer. So we are looking for really value in the market and passing on our savings to the customers. And that's kind of how we operate. 10 p.m. is currently where we are. 24 hours will be with us in the next month in Johannesburg. So you'll be able to order anything.
I can wake up at 2 craving chicken tikka masala and just order the ingredients.
That's amazing. All right, so let's just let everybody know the details, because I'm sure there are lots of people who want to sign up for this now. I don't love grocery shopping. Some people do, but if I can cut that out of my day and just get the stuff delivered, I will be a much happier human being. So we've actually got a promo code for everybody who's listening this morning, and this will help you to save even more money. You heard what Dory said. She's the producer of the show, and she said she loves it. Download the app, get groceries delivered, and you will get 30 Rand off. The promo is Cliff30, and give you 30 Rand off on your first order, and go ahead and try that now. And that is the Airlift Express app. Use the promo code Cliff30 to get 30 Rand off your first order over 100 Rand. Go and check it out now. I'm really, really excited about this, Anthony, and I'm going to be using you guys. I have no reason in the world to be heading to the goddamn store every time and having to carry. Now they don't even give you packets at some of the stores, so you have to schlep the stuff in your trolley. It rolls around.
I can just imagine you can't walking in with all these extra bags.
Oh,
it's
please.
Just not you.
No, I mean, and then it all rolls around in the boot of my car, eggs get broken. It's a disaster.
And yeah, so we give our packaging for free. It's a ecologically friendly paper bag. So, and another thing, in Cape Town, we're launching a competition beginning of March, where we're going to be putting Kruger Rands into people's packets.
So, I would move to Cape Town for that.
Yeah, I'm booking my flight back now.
It's not a full Kruger Rand. It's one of the tenths or quarters, but it's still some gold. Amazing. And with the problems in Ukraine, gold is
huge,
increasing at a drastic drastic rate. So it could be worth a lot of money.
That's awesome. Listen, well done on this business. I'm thrilled that some brilliant ideas from Pakistan are starting to come into South Africa. I love the fact that it's 10 p.m. at night. You can order it. It gets delivered within, you said 15 minutes. Listen, I'll take an hour, as I said. That's way better than anything I've encountered so far. I can see Leanne's going to be using them too. And Sahail, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I hate going grocery shopping.
Corona's Boring wants to know, can they try the promo code CLIFF500?
To get 500, no. You can get 30 Rand off, you greedy bastard. I love this. Thank you so much, Anthony, and thanks for letting us know about your business. I hope it goes really, really well for you guys, and we'll check in with you again soon.
Great. Thanks so much to the team, and thanks, awesome. Gareth. Awesome. Really, really good to be on here.
No, great to see you. Thanks for being part of the show this morning. Isn't that cool? Don't you love it?
Love it. And, you know, when you cut out all those middlemen, the stuff is fresher
and cheaper.
That's the best part.
That's Dory says it was cheaper. So I'm going to go and get the app now, and let's...
If it's cheaper, that's...
Yeah. I mean, hell, who wants to spend more money at the moment on things like all the rubbish packaging that so many of these stores put around their things? Who wants to wait longer than you have to wait? It's all like makes sense. CliffCentral.com.